9 a.m. on a Sunday. Welcome to it. Fantasy Football Sunday, that is. 96.5 The Fan, your home for sports right here in Kansas City. I am your host, Mac Morey. I'll be with you for the next hour where we will go through all things Week 8 fantasy football. No bye weeks, guys. Every team's playing today. That means we got some matchups to go along. We got our starter sit text segment at the end of the show. 913-586-7965 is the number for the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7965. A little out of breath, was just kind of running around, turning the lights on, was getting to the studio a little late. Heard Quentin pop on the music, was like, whoa! And that is Quentin Morris, my executive producer, lucky to be paired along with side me. I'm so ready for some football. Let's get to it right here on the Fantasy Football Sunday Show, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. So again, no bye weeks this week for any of the teams, so a lot more at your disposal in your fantasy lineups, a lot more to choose from. There are some big injuries, though. Man, it's been a rough season, and it is every year. We say this every year, right? But it just felt like this year especially, it feels one or two guys a game. You could just say, all right, see you in the next couple weeks, or hopefully not for the season, but it's felt more and more common this year. So big injuries right now. Alan Lazard's doubtful for the Jets. Jaden Daniels, a game-time decision. Everything that I've listened to and read on Jaden Daniels is leaning not playing today. So I'm sure we'll get some texts in today about Jaden Daniels and what to do there. I'm leaning that he's not playing. Now, I could be wrong. I don't have any inside information. Just everything that I've read and listened to this week has kind of leaned that direction. T. Higgins is questionable. I think he's going to play for the Bengals. We'll get some more information on that. Derek Carr, doubtful. Don't think he's going to play. Zay Flowers is questionable. Keaton Mitchell is going to be out this week. DK Metcalf's doubtful. I don't think he's playing. Dallas Goedert's out for the Eagles. Juwan Jennings is out for the 49ers. Debo Samuel's questionable. I don't think he's going to play for San Francisco either. Kittle, though, is expected to play for San Francisco. So lots of moving pieces there in the injury world. We'll get to some waiver wire pickups here. We're going to start with running backs. We'll get to tight ends and wide receivers. Starting at running backs, Alexander Mattison. You know who the Chiefs play today? It's the Raiders. Alexander Mattison is the running back for the Las Vegas Raiders. And honestly, I mean, he's not great. The team sucks. The Chiefs are amazing against the run. This would not be one of my first choices. Now, if you're desperate, this is a guy that's going to be, you know, a 100% usage guy. This guy's going to have the ball a lot, but the Chiefs' run D is just impenetrable. For usage, he's the top pick because he is the Raiders running back one. He is going to get the ball a lot. If you think the Raiders have a chance to get in the end zone or get in the red zone at least, he'll get the ball. Maybe he gets in for six. But I don't think the Raiders score a touchdown today, if I'm being honest. And I know I'm biased here on 96.5, your home for Kansas City Chiefs football, but I don't think they get more than one touchdown. So because of usage, Madison's an option. But if you're looking at the matchup and really his skill set, I would go no on Alexander Mattison. But again, if you're desperate, I get it. Jaylen Warren, listen, he's been injured on and off all year, but looks to be back healthy. He played 50% of the snaps last week. Najee has been incredible when they've played bad teams or when they've been up. I mean, they were up against the New York Jets last week, and you just saw them kind of pound it with Najee Harris. You've seen them do that time and time again this year, and they'll have the ability to do that more this season. But when Jaylen Warren is back healthy, he's going to be a part of that offense, and now he's back. And not just that, you pair that along with Russell Wilson being under center. We talked about this at the beginning of the season, guys. Justin Fields, the quarterback who's not going to check it down to his running backs. He's not going to look for those short little passes in the flat. He's going to run. He's going to make it happen with his legs, or he'll throw it deep, or you know, or throw an interception. That's really what Justin Fields is going to do. Russell Wilson's going to check it down, get sacked, or throw a beautiful moon ball down the sideline to George Pickens. Those are the options. So fantasy-wise, I'm liking George Pickens, and I'm liking Jaylen Warren more. That's where I'm going. I told you about George Pickens last week. What happened? What happened, listeners? He scored a touchdown. He had his best day of the season. Okay? I'm telling you that with Jaylen Warren. It's the same thing. He's going to check it down to him. That fantasy stock is back with Warren, just like his health is as well. Jalen Wright, he's a stash piece, and really for the running backs, the rest of these names are going to be stash pieces. If you're sitting here at 5-2, 6-1, gosh, 7-0, lucky ducks, then these are some good stash pieces for your roster. Jalen Wright for the Dolphins, Achane Mostert, they've both been hurt. They've both not been 100%. Mostert will be back today. But to me, this offense is coming back because Tua is back. Just like you saw Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, completely revive the Los Angeles Rams and make them a contender in the NFC again. I think it's similar with the Dolphins. Contender may be a bit strong, but that offense all of a sudden is now a top 10 offense again. If you've got the rookie Jalen Wright stashed, Achane Mostert go down, now all of a sudden you have a running back one on a team that has utilized running backs amazingly in the fantasy football world. You don't want to be a part of that. Kamani Vidal, we mentioned him last week for the Los Angeles Chargers. It's another good stash. John Harbaugh talked about him all last week. Jim Harbaugh talked about him all last week. It's like, I really like what he can do out of the pass game. What does Vidal come in and do last week for his first week being active on the roster? He scores a 30-yard touchdown catch. Okay, like this is the explosiveness that Kamani Vidal brings to the Chargers that maybe J.K. Dobbins doesn't have as much. Maybe Gus Edwards doesn't have as much. But if Dobbins does go down, he's the number one on a run-heavy team that, frankly, is still competitive. Like the Chargers are still trying to win. Right now, the Chargers, actually, I think the Broncos would be in the playoffs. But you get the idea. I think the Chargers have a serious shot to make the wild card in the playoffs this season, and they're going to try and win games. Vidal could be a part of that if J.K. Dobbins goes down, another good stash piece. Sean Tucker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He looks incredible. It's just a really weird situation. Like, if this was a different situation, Sean Tucker wouldn't be talking about it because he wouldn't be on the waiver wire anymore. He'd be taken. He would be 3 weeks ago's news. He'd be this offseason's news. But because they have Rashad White, because they have Bucky Irving, who's been fantastic, Sean Tucker's kind of fallen to the wayside. But 2 weeks ago, 136 yards on the ground for Sean Tucker, came on just 35% of the snaps. So he's not getting on the field a lot, but when he does, he's got juice. He's got explosiveness. He's got moves. He can do a little bit out of the backfield as well as catch some passes. 14 carries, 51 yards, and a touchdown for him a few weeks ago as well. We don't know if this is sustainable with the touches that he's getting, but if White or Bucky go down, Tucker is a home run hit, like a home run fantasy league winner hit for you there with Sean Tucker. Tyler Goodson, over 50 yards and a touchdown last week. Listen, we've talked over nauseam over Trey Sermon for the Indianapolis Colts, right? Now, I've told you every week with Trey Sermon, I don't know how good Trey Sermon really is, right? I don't know how talented Trey Sermon really is here. Tyler Goodson's solid. He's actually got some explosiveness. Jonathan Taylor's back, but we know what he deals with in the injury department. We know he could miss a couple more games. If that's to happen again, there is no question now. The Colts have seen what they've needed to see. Goodson's going to be the number one back. It's not going to be Trey Sermon if Jonathan Taylor does go down yet again. Let's go over to some tight ends. Ugh, just a dreaded season for the tight end market. We'll talk about it later on when we get to our starter sit or to our matchup segment. I'll go through each matchup. There's actually a couple good tight end picks this week if you're desperate and it maybe can hit the waiver wire on a Sunday morning. Hunter Henry for the Patriots. Listen, Jalen Polk is having a tough go with Jerod Mayo, the rookie wide receiver. I don't know why Jerod Mayo is doing what he's doing. It's so interesting. The Patriots have been such a franchise of close to the vest, PR trained, up the butt. They don't say anything they're not supposed to say. You can't find out anything. We're on to Cincinnati. That's all changed in a season. Jerod Mayo never shuts up. He contradicts himself. He says things and says another thing. He talks about his quarterbacks. He talks bad about his players. He calls the team soft. Jerod Mayo, already on the hot seat, maybe? I don't know. Hunter Henry, though, is the only person who's consistently been there for this offense. Ramondre Stevenson went to the wayside after week two or week three. Everyone stacks the box against this team. Really, the only experienced veteran weapon is Hunter Henry on this team. Drake May's been solid. We'll talk about Drake May later. But he gets the ball to him, and he actually throws for yards. He runs around. He makes this offense at least somewhat watchable, which is saying a lot for the youngest quarterback in the league on what is the worst skill group in the league. Zach Ertz would be another name in the tight end market. It's the only... Listen, the Arizona Cardinals are the only team with more points, the Washington Commanders are the only team with more points per drive. The only teams with more points per drive are the 2007 Patriots and the 2000 Rams. The Commanders score a lot. It took me a while to get that stat out, but I'm there, okay? The Commanders score quite a lot. Even last week, Jaden Daniels goes down. I know it's the Carolina Panthers. I get it's the worst team in the league by a long shot. But with Marcus freaking Mariota, they put up 40 points, okay? This Commanders team knows how to move the ball down the field, and I think that's going to be sustainable with or without Jaden Daniels. Is it at the clip that it is with Daniels? No, probably not. But Kubiak and those guys over there, they know what's going on. I think they're going to be able to get Marietta in the places to succeed, and he's got weapons. He's got two solid running backs, got a few wide receivers, and got a veteran tight end whose name we know well in Zach Ertz. Finally got in the end zone last week. I think Ertz is a play here, especially with a guy like Mariota who's going to want a security blanket. He's going to want a veteran, and if that's not Zach Ertz, I don't know what is. Noah Fant, another tight end name, back-to-back games with 60 yards. Now we know DK Metcalf's not playing today for Seattle. Noah Fant's been a good option for them these last few weeks. Geno Smith throws it all the way around the yard. It could be a good game this weekend between them and the Bills at home against Buffalo. I think Noah Fant has a decent day here today. Over the wide receiver mark, Romeo Doubs for the Green Bay Packers. We got a couple Green Bay Packers names in here. The wide receiver waiver wire market, a little light here, but it's okay. We'll make do. Don't worry. 10 targets, 8 catches last week for Romeo Doubs, 94 yards. Playing the Packers, anyone in the Packers team right now, as far as especially the receivers, is a complete guessing game. You have really no idea. Jaden Reed is kind of the one for sure. And then behind him, it's question marks. Romeo Doubs is where I'd stack it as far as the food chain for Packers wide receivers. It'd be Jaden Reed, then Romeo Doubs. And then the next name I bring up, which would be Dontavian Wicks. Now, if you're wondering, okay, what's the deal with the Packers this week? They play the Jaguars, okay? And also, I think they're favored by, it's either 3.5 or 4.5. The line is offensive for the Cheeseheads. I know it's at Jacksonville. I don't really care. I don't give a rip. Jacksonville's been terrible. Yeah, but they won 2 out of the last 3, Mac. Come on, man. I don't care. They've played crap teams. One of those games was over the pond in England, which is their second home. I think they get ran up today. Dontavian Wicks. He's still number 2 in targets on the team, I believe, but he's like number 3 in receptions, just struggled with actually getting the ball in his hands. But he's a really talented player. Boom or bust kind of option. But again, the Packers will, to me, destroy the Jags today. I think Wicks is a part of that, at least in some aspect. Even if it's just 2 catches, Wicks is one of those players where it could be 2 catches for 70 yards and a TD. Jalen Tolbert for the Dallas Cowboys. We've brought him up every now and then this season, and it hasn't really come to fruition for success. So if you're listening to me, you picked up Tolbert in the past, you're like, Mac, I did this. I'm not doing this again, man. What the hell? I understand. I understand. The Cowboys are bad, but they're playing a 49ers team this weekend, I believe tonight, Sunday Night Football. That's just not great either right now. Injured, hampered at pretty much every position. Tolbert is still the number 2 receiver here, okay? There's CeeDee Lamb. They don't really have a great running back to speak of. We've talked about Rico Daddle from time to time, who I like. He's not great. Tolbert is the number 2 option, okay? Like, if this team has any sort of resurgence, Tolbert is going to be somewhat at the center of that. So, again, maybe this is a stash option for you. Tolbert, number 2 receiver on what could end up being a good team. Probably not. Ricky Pearsall. Listen, this is a receiver for the 49ers who was shot just 3 months ago or so. But he played last week against the Kansas City Chiefs for his first game of the season. He actually caught a pass. Good for him. Good for the kid. Good for the rookie out of Florida. But he's going to see some increased usage, okay? I'm glad he had his last week. Got kind of warmed up in a loss against Kansas City. This is a week where it's a must win. And guess what? Now you're kind of the number 1, I say, a must win. We're early on in the season. But you get the idea. This is a big game for San Francisco. Could fall below 500 for what would feel like the first time in a long time. For San Francisco, there's no Deepo. There's no Ayuk. Christian McCaffrey, he doesn't have Achilles anymore in either leg. It is going to be down to George Kittle, Jordan Mason, and the rookie, Ricky Pearsall. That is going to be it for the waiver wire pickup. Remember to be a part of the show, 913-586-7965. We'll be getting to our matchup slate. I'll be going through every matchup. And then to end the show, which is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views, we will have our text start or sit segment. So make sure you're texting in your start or sit questions. I've got my wonderful producer, Quentin, writing all of those down for me. So at the end of the show, I can go through them, rifle through those really quickly for you. 913-586-7965. Got a text from the 816. What about stashing Dalvin Cook? We have had 2 reports come in last night and then this morning about Dalvin Cook being lifted up into the active roster for Dallas Cowboys. That could happen today. That could happen after today. I don't hate the stash. I think Dalvin Cook is washed. But if you're a team, again, 8-1-6, if you're a team at 5-2, 6-1, you're feeling really good about your squad. You've got a roster spot that just you're not finding any good use of right now, yeah, sure, why not? Multi-time All-Pro, was once a top three running back in the league. Yeah, who knows? Maybe he's got a little bit of juice left in the tank. Yeah, why not? Stash him if you're in that situation. All right, guys, let's get to our matchup slate. We will be taking a break here. Make sure you stay locked in to the Fantasy Football Show right here on Sundays. 96.5 The Fan. I'm your host, Mac Morey. We'll be back. Stay locked in to your home for Kansas City sports. It's 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back in. 96.5 The Fan. Fantasy Football Show right here on Sundays. Mac Morey, I'm your host, joined by Quentin, my producer. We're getting to our matchup slate. Gosh, what a day of college football we had yesterday. That was amazing. Sunflower Showdown. Got this text from the 816. Roll Tide, Mac, from ZC. You know, way to go, ZC. Beat Drew Pine. Way to go. Nice job. What a game. Way to go, Wildcats. Yeah, I guess way to go, Wildcats, by the skin of your teeth. Whew. Man, I thought the Jayhawks had that one. That was crazy. All right, Quentin, let's get to it. 913-586-7965 is the number, the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line number. Well, let's get to our matchup slate. First off, winners from last week. Addison, Gibbs, Keon Coleman, Jaden Reed, Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb, Kyren Williams, Kareem Hunt, George Pickens, Zay Flowers, Mike Evans. I had some good winners for you last week. Mike Evans, actually, I can't really put that. He got hurt, so I won't give you that. Fine, I'll take him off the winners. He did have a touchdown. He should have had two if he would have caught the second one. Fine, though. We won't count him a winner. Losers, J.K. Dobbins, Deebo Samuel, DeAndre Hopkins, Trey Tucker, Xavier Legette. Those were some of the losers I had for you last week. But hey, you know how to notice how I mentioned a lot more winners than I did losers? That's because this segment helps you out every week, okay? As does the next segment, Start or Sit, where I'll answer all of your Start or Sit text messages. 913-586-7965 is the number to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Make sure you get in on that. We'll be doing that right around 9:40 or so. Okay, Green Bay Packers visiting the Jacksonville Jaguars. I told you, I think this is a start day for the Cheeseheads. If you've got Jaden Reed, if you've got Wicks, if you've got maybe Christian Watson, Tucker Kraft has been on a heater. Be a part of this. Be a part of the day for Green Bay against Jacksonville. It's tough with the Packers to really know who's going to get the load, but you could convince me of any of the main five or six skill players for today. I think there's a reasonable argument to start these guys against Jacksonville. Just because of how bad Jacksonville's defense is. And I think the Packers have kind of heard a little bit of the noise this week about how this might be a close game, how the Jaguars might be back. They've won two out of the last three. Maybe Trevor Lawrence is cooking again. No. The Packers are a Super Bowl contender. Jordan Love is a top six quarterback in the league. They're going to show it today with their offense. Jaden Reed, that number one, if you've been questioning playing him, I think he has a good day today. And then, of course, you got Romeo Doubs and Dontavian Wicks behind them. Josh Jacobs, I played these guys today. Tank Bigsby for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Listen, 66% of the snaps last week, 118 yards on 26 carries, and he got in the end zone twice. Man, Tank Bigsby's been on one. We mentioned this a few weeks ago. I was early on this. He is the number one back over Travis Etienne for this team now. He just is. Ever since that fumble in week one or week two, it seems that they've just kind of laid off of ETN as Bigsby has been better and better. I don't see that changing today. He's maybe he's graduated from the max school of matchups. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's graduated into I don't need to bring him up. Maybe he's an every week play. We'll discuss. Oh, I need to get my sounder here. I haven't opened up my sounder. Let me get that tackle sounder for you guys really quick. Just really quick. Because we can't really have this segment if I don't have my exact sounder here. It just wouldn't be the same. Consistency is key. Is that loud enough? There you go. Arizona Cardinals at the Miami Dolphins. Greg Dortch. Miami's defense is worse than the Chargers, okay? And Greg Dortch, who they played last week, where Dortch only had two targets, one catch, but it was a touchdown. I think today he's a little more consistent in the targets. He's more a part of the offense. I think he's a flex play, Greg Dortch is. This is a tougher offense to get, right? Michael Wilson is hit or miss. Hell, even Marvin Harrison at this point is hit or miss. I think Harrison is a guy where you probably have to play him every week. That's what sucks about Marvin Harrison, and I would continue to do that. Greg Dortch isn't there that at all. I do think he gets an extra couple of catches today. Give me Greg Dortch. Quentin did make the point for me to mention that the brand new Call of Duty did just release on Friday, guys. You know, the new COD just dropped, so maybe Kyler's been way too busy in that and he hasn't been even looking at the playbook, hasn't even been in the film room these past 48 hours. Who knows? For the Dolphins, listen, this is a tough conversation, but we're talking football, we're talking fantasy. Tua Tagovailoa is back, okay? We mentioned Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua back for the LA Rams and how that completely revived, completely changed their offense, changed the dynamic of their team. It's the same for Tua and the Dolphins, okay? They become a top 10 offense again. They become a team that could win their division again. They become a fantasy haven again with Tua. It sucks that he's playing, and maybe that's just me. I don't want to watch him. Maybe that's just selfish of me, but here we are. Okay, he is playing, and the offense is going to be a lot better, just like it was with Kupp and Nacua for the Rams. It's going to be a complete revival, and the Dolphins are back, fantasy-wise. They're back. The Jets at the Patriots. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I know. The Jets have blown ass. They've been terrible. I get it, but not today, okay? This is a bottom three team in New England. And the Jets need to show everyone that, hey, we're a team. This isn't just a complete joke, even though they have been a complete laughingstock, okay? But Aaron Rodgers is going to make sure that they blow them out today. Adams is getting a touchdown today. You can book it. Davante Adams is scoring a touchdown today. Garrett Wilson may get a touchdown today as well, both through the air. Rodgers is going to look like Rodgers today. And then for the Patriots, Hunter Henry and Drake May. Those are the two guys you can play most weeks for New England right now. Like, May's a play. Back-to-back 20-point weeks for him. He can run a little bit. 56 yards rushing in 2 weeks. 5 touchdown passes as well. That's one less touchdown pass than Mahomes has in 6 games, if you're counting. Or 7 games. 6 games. He's the youngest quarterback in the league, and it does not show. I mean, he lets it rip. He's thrown a few interceptions, but I love this kid. And I did before the draft. I think May's great. I think he's part of the reason that they actually can get the ball down the field now with no real weapons. And the only real weapon that he does have is Hunter Henry, who's feasted since Drake May's come in 2 weeks ago. 11 catches on 14 targets, over 120 yards, and a touchdown for Hunter Henry in 2 weeks. That is, like, in today's tight end fantasy landscape, that's like Antonio Gates numbers, okay? Hunter Henry is, if he's on your waiver wire, if he's sitting on your bench, stick him in. As long as Drake May's in the lineup, Hunter Henry is a must start. Baltimore Ravens at the Cleveland Browns. This should be a stinker, except for the fact that Jameis Winston's playing. Okay, that changes their offense a lot. It's not to the level of a Tua or a Kupp or Nacua, but Deshaun Watson was a bottom three, if not the worst quarterback in the league. He was the worst off the field. He might have been the worst on the field, too. It was truly awful. It was terrible. It was despicable. It was disgusting to watch for multiple reasons, and really, he was an insult to the game of football. Forget the rest of it. But Jameis Winston will chuck it around the yard. Will he throw 30 interceptions? Sure. But will he throw 30 touchdowns? Yeah. This team can score now. That means Njoku is more of a play. That means if you're desperate at wide receiver and Jerry Jeudy has been rotting on your bench, there's a chance now. No Amari Cooper. You've got a quarterback who can throw. He's got to throw it to someone other than Njoku. Judy's there. And they actually might score touchdowns now. This whole team has become viable, truthfully. This whole team has become viable because of Jameis Winston. For the Ravens, oh, this is a little bit of a hot take, guys, and I steered you the wrong way week one, and I'm sorry about that. Thursday night football, first game of the season, Baltimore comes into Arrowhead. Isaiah Likely has the game that we all watched him have, and I told you, listen, guys, Andrews is done. Likely is the guy. I'm sorry. The offense has changed. Likely's it. Andrews is out. I screwed up. Okay, that was as bad. That was not my best work. Isaiah Likely has been really, really rough. He's had two productive weeks. One was 2 weeks ago at Cincinnati with 14.8 points in half PPR, and then the other one was in week one. That's it. But he does get targets. Like, he's still on the field. And I feel like Andrews has had a couple good games in a row, so the pendulum's going to swing back to Isaiah Likely, and there's going to be some green grass ahead of him against the Cleveland Browns. That's my take for Isaiah Likely today. We'll see. I hope I steer you the right way this time with Likely. It's probably not Likely. The Eagles traveling to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. We'll start with Philly. Okay, Devontae Smith had a donut last week. He had like one catch for 2 yards. It was terrible against the New York Giants. But I think he's back this week against a terrible secondary in Cincinnati. Gainwell is another hot take option for Philly. But I think Devontae Smith could be the guy this week. Again, like a terrible week last week. They need him a part of today if they're going to beat Cincinnati. I truly believe that. Saquon's going to go nuts. We all know that. Cincinnati can't stop the run at all. Saquon's going to go off. Jamar Chase will have a decent day for Cincinnati. Chase Brown for Cincinnati will have a decent day. That's the guy who I'd play for Cincinnati, by the way. Chase Brown, I mean, he's kind of becoming an every week play. Last week was his first bad week since week three. He had less than 7 points. And again, Philly, not a great run defense. Chase Brown has gotten at least three targets every game. Last week actually was the first game where he didn't get three targets. It was just two. So he's had three targets every game besides last week. I like Chase Brown a lot this week. Higgins is a play if you're on the fence. Obviously, Jamar Chase is an every week play. But if you've got a great wide receiving core, I actually think the likes of, you know, you got Darius Slay and you've got the rookie's name is slipping my mind right now. But the secondary for the Eagles has actually looked a little bit better these last few weeks. I might think they might hone in Quinyon Mitchell. They might hone in on Jamar Chase here. So T. Higgins becomes more of a play, and I like Chase Brown of the passing game for that reason. Devontae Smith for the Eagles there. And if you're looking for a sneaky play, Kenneth Gainwell may be a hot option. He had 13 carries for 50 yards last week. There's another trash defense this week. He's the only non-usual Eagle to play. I struggle with Philadelphia, right? Devontae Smith, I can talk to you about him because you're probably like, damn, should I play him this week? I'm saying yes to you to play him. Zero last week. He's going to come back this week. But other than that, usually Philly's like, yeah, I play all these guys. Kenneth Gainwell, a deeper league. Maybe you're desperate. That's a play. The Colts at the Texans. Another guy who was a total letdown last week, Josh Downs. But his explosiveness is going to come into play this week. Houston has let a lot of big plays up on their defense. That's been one of their weaknesses. Okay, they can rush the passer. They can stop the run. Okay, but they let the shot plays go by almost every week. I expect Josh Downs to be the recipient of one of those. Even though the passing offense has been tough with Anthony Richardson. It's been tough with Anthony Richardson, man. Is he a bust? What is going on? I got to calm down. I got to calm down because we need to give Richardson time. We need to give him all of this year. And frankly, I know some of you will scoff and roll your eyes. We need to give him all of next year till we truthfully judge him. That's how raw Richardson is as a talent. But that doesn't mean I can't be frustrated. You got Michael Pittman. You got the rookie out of Adonai Mitchell, who has proven himself already. And you've got Josh Downs. You've got Alec Pierce. You've got Jonathan Taylor. This offense should be moving the ball better than it has. And I think that is up to Anthony Richardson to change that. Josh Downs has been the most consistent receiver with both Flacco and Richardson. I expect that to stay the same today. Josh Downs has a big play against the Texans today, possibly a touchdown for Houston or for Indianapolis. For Houston, on the other side, talk about letdowns. I'm kind of going last week cold, this week hot method, it seems. Tank Dell, 4 targets, 0 catches last week. Dropped a touchdown. It's probably his worst game as a pro he's ever had, honestly. Which isn't saying a lot. He's been a fantastic pro, so he had a bad game. Yeah, it's going to be his worst game. But I expect D'Amico and Stroud to not care about that at all, okay? And they really don't have much of an option. Nico Collins is still out. They need to feed Tank Dell. Tank Dell is a play today. Stephon Diggs, we know that's a play. Nico Collins is still sidelined. Tank Dell is CJ Stroud's favorite target. I'll stand by that. Give me Tank Dell. Now we go over to the Tennessee Titans at the Detroit Lions. Calvin Ridley has been completely awful this season, but DeAndre Hopkins is gone. And let me read you the target numbers for Calvin Ridley, okay? Starting in week one, this is week one to now. 7 targets, 6 targets, 3 targets, 3 targets, 8 targets, 9 targets, 7, 6, 8, 9. Then you got 2 threes. They try to get the football in this guy's hand. It just hasn't been successful because it's the Tennessee Titans, because it's Will Levis, because it's his offensive line. Well, now it's Mason Rudolph. Okay. DeAndre Hopkins is out of the picture. We know who the ball is going to. It's going to be jet sweeps. It's going to be little screen passes. I think if you've got him rotting on your bench and you need a play today, I think this could be a game where this will be a game where Tennessee's down huge. They're going to be throwing the ball. Ridley is their best player. Like, he is their best player. Tony Pollard's right there, maybe. If you want to say Tony Pollard's the best player, that's fine. Ridley's their best pass-catching option, if you want to be specific there. So Calvin Ridley is a play to me, especially because of the usage, and Hopkins is gone. That's going to be an ugly game, though. I think it's the biggest point spread of the week. 11.5. I got a text about this guy earlier, and we'll answer it later in our starter sit text segment. 913-586-7965 is the number to be a part of that coming up in around 10 minutes or so. Text in all your start or sit questions for this morning and for this wonderful Sunday. We've got a full slate, no bye weeks this week. All right, continuing with this matchup, Titans at Lions. David Montgomery, he's 13th fantasy running back this year in half PPR, and that's with an off week last week. He did not have a good week last week, but he's scoring a touchdown today, and he might score two touchdowns today. You can book that. David Montgomery is a smash play. Falcons at Bucks. If you can be a part of the run game for Tampa Bay, it's just the problem is it's a three-back backfield. You've got Bucky Irving, and then you've got Sean Tucker, and you've got Rashad White, and they kind of all have different strengths. They use them all semi-equally. It's weird. I don't really know. You're gambling here, which is what we're doing, right? All right, all right. It's fantasy, okay? You're guessing. But if you have one of those three backs, I think it's worth playing one of them today. Sterling Shepard for Tampa Bay with both Godwin and Evans out. Sterling Shepard is their number one wide receiver. He's also really the only veteran they have. Jalen McMillan is a rookie there. He's going to be the speedster, the guy who burns the top off, that sort of thing. It sucks when injuries happen. It does. But we have to, as fantasy players, have to figure, okay, where can I capitalize on this? And the running backs, Sterling Shepard, McMillan, these are guys who are all going to see the football a lot more. Cade Otton, tied in for the Bucks. That's a play too now. Cade Otton is the most experienced player on the team, other than Sterling Shepard. But as far as like the most experienced Buccaneer out of the skill guys, it's Cade Otton, and it's no question. Darnell Mooney for the Falcons. Now, we're at the point in the season where we're getting repeat matchups, right? So we watched the Falcons play the Buccaneers just a few weeks ago on Thursday Night Football. One of the best Thursday Night Football games of the season, or in history, really. It was fantastic. And let me spark your memory up a bit, okay? Kirk Cousins threw for over 500 yards. It was a complete just showstopper of a matchup, went to overtime. It was awesome. It was a heartbreaker for Tampa Bay. The Falcons ended up scoring on like the first or second play of overtime. Darnell Mooney was a massive part of that. 16 targets, 9 catches, 105 yards, and 2 trips to the end zone. And I like him again today. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I think Darnell Mooney has another big day against Tampa Bay's way below average secondary. I think Bijan and Algier both feel good to me here. I think they're both plays. I think the Falcons could get up early, and they just run the ball with Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson. So kind of a few plays there for the Falcons, their run game, and then I do like Darnell Mooney for Atlanta as well today. The Saints at the Chargers. Chris Olave. So there's no Rashid Shaheed right now for New Orleans. This team's starting to clamp Kamara because everyone knows that that's the only weapon that the Saints really have. So teams are stacking the box with 8 guys. I expect Olave to have a couple nice plays. Like Spencer Rattler is going to have to launch it around if they want to stay in this game. I think the Chargers are favored by 7. I'd take that spread, to be honest. But Rattler will make a couple nice plays. Olave is his guy. So Chris is still a must start, even with just kind of the anemic offense that we've seen be put out for the last 5 weeks from New Orleans. Ladd McConkey for the Chargers. Listen, if you're mad at Dobbins, I'd play him again. But for McConkey, I like him. I think the Chargers roll in New Orleans. I think McConkey gets in the end zone. I think Ladd is a play. He's been kind of a tweener flex play with like that 7 to 8 point range, it seems, every week for McConkey. I think Ladd jumps that up and gets to the 10 to 12, 13 range. I think he's a solid flex slash wide receiver to play Ladd McConkey. And again, if you're mad at J.K. Dobbins, I would play him again this week. He was another guy who had pretty much a donut. It was like 2 points or something last week. I think you stick with Dobbins. If this week goes poorly for J.K., then we can start to have a discussion about J.K. Dobbins and what this means with the Chargers running game and where we go from here, okay? The Buffalo Bills taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Let's ride the train here, guys, okay? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Keon Coleman, what did I tell you last week? Amari Cooper came to Buffalo. That changes everything in this offense, just like DeAndre does with Kansas City, okay? Everything's a little more opened up now. Everyone's a little more comfortable. That time where I was getting shaded by the safety every time as a rookie, now it's not. It's only 20% of the time. Now they're not pressing me as much. Now they're looking over at Amari Cooper's way. And oh, by the way, I've got maybe the best quarterback in the league right now, playing right now, just statistically right now, still yet to have a turnover, is Josh Allen. I think Keon Coleman is a guy you have to start playing maybe every week. Last week, 4 catches on 7 targets, 125 yards. He also played more snaps, which tells me they're running more 11 personnel. The Bills, such a heavy 12 personnel team. If you don't know what that means, it's one running back, two tight ends, Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid on the field so much for the Bills. Well, now that they have Amari Cooper, like a real threat, a wide receiver one, with Shakir and Coleman being able to fall back behind them, now they say, okay, we can play our pro style, spread it out, three wide receivers, a running back, and a tight end pro style offense. And that to me is scary just in general on an NFL conversation, but it's scary on a fantasy conversation when talking about Keon Coleman. He proved me right last week. I think he does it again this week. Keon Coleman against the Seahawks is a play. For Seattle, we'll stick to the wide receiver position. Jackson Smith and Jigba. There's no DK Metcalf. The Bills have given up a lot of explosive plays. When we talk about the Kansas City Chiefs and their aspirations to three-peat, if they play Buffalo, this offense has got to start figuring out how to get explosive plays again. I think they will with the addition of DeAndre, because Buffalo, I mean, they will let big plays happen on them all the time, through the ground and through the air, but mainly through the air. And I think JSN is going to do nicely with that. And I play Tyler Lockett as well for the Seattle Seahawks. The Chicago Bears taking on the Commanders. This matchup has lost a lot of juice, right? This is going to be a fun rookie of the year showdown. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, the arm versus the legs. Well, it doesn't seem like it's going to happen today, and I could be wrong. I told you early in the show, though, I'm sticking with what I've heard, what I've read, that Jaden Daniels is not playing. Now, I know that is not for sure. He is not out. I think he believe his status is doubtful. I'm going, he's not playing. So let's carry on. Brian Robinson is a play to me here. He was a play last week, even when he was questionable and hurt and didn't practice the whole week. Mariota is going to be one of you. Check it down. The run game is probably going to be just a bigger part of the offense today, a bigger part of the playbook, I would imagine. So Brian Robinson is a play. Also, Austin Eckler is a play. I it's rare that I say that, but I think both those running backs are actually plays. You know, same thing with the Falcons that we mentioned earlier. Bijan and Algier, both plays to me today. T-Mac, if you're looking for a wide receiver on Commanders, I mean, he is the number one option. Mariota is probably going to throw to him. And then with the Bears, Keenan Allen. I'm calling it, okay? I think Allen has a really nice day today. He played really well 2 weeks ago, but before their bye week, okay? He had 18 points in half PPR. Now it was, I think, off 4 catches. 2 of them were touchdowns. He didn't have a lot of yards, but that's okay. Like, if they're getting in the red zone and Keenan Allen is the red zone guy, let's do it. And you can't tell me, like, well, he hasn't been, Mac. He hasn't been healthy, okay? He hasn't been on the field. He hasn't even been a part of this offense, which struggled at the beginning of the season. Had a tougher schedule, had a lot of new moving pieces, had to figure some stuff out. Caleb Williams had to take a breath, get settled. Keenan Allen coming off that injury, he's back. Caleb Williams has arrived. And I think Allen is officially a play this season, starting this week against what is a bad secondary in Washington. It's your Kansas City Chiefs, baby. Pre-game starting at noon right here on 96.5 The Fan with your boys, Dane and Hughes, Mitch Holtis, my guy, Josh Klingler, the whole gang right here on 96.5 The Fan starting at noon for the Chiefs taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. 3:25. And with the Chiefs, it's a guessing game, right? On who to play. It's an absolute crapshoot. But I think Travis Kelce is the guy today. Kareem Hunt's an every week play. Hopkins, he's going to become a reliable flex play. Absolutely. This could be the week for that, but I may sit him this week. But Travis, terrible fantasy season. He's officially not what he was anymore in the fantasy landscape, but he's yet to have a touchdown today. And it's the Raiders, and we don't like the Raiders, and it's a revenge game, and they're going to destroy this team. Give me Travis Kelce in the end zone. We got a lot to get to. Start or sit is the next segment coming up. I want you to be a part of it. We're going to take a quick break. 913-586-7965 is the number to text in. By the way, for the Raiders, it was Alexander Mattison. There's not much to speak of. We talked about him earlier in the show. That would be the guy I play. 913-586-7965 is the number to be a part of this discussion on start or sit. We'll get to those last two or three matchups, and then I'll get to all of your start or sit questions on Fantasy Football Sunday, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Stay locked in. for the Kansas City Chiefs, who play today. 3:25 pregame starting at noon with the guys. So stay locked in right here, right after this. Coming up in 15 minutes, I got my guy, Jay Binkley, for the next 2 hours. He'll talk to you about everything going on today, and he'll talk to you about that everything that went on yesterday. Text coming in from the 620. What do you think of Texas A&M? Great show this morning. You'll hear a lot about it from Jay Binkley. I thought they looked really, really good last night. Like that new quarterback that came in, more than I did Wigman. They'll talk a lot about it coming up. Okay, so we've got our sit or start segment that we're about to get to really quick with the matchups, okay? Finishing just these. Panthers at Broncos. Chuba Hubbard. Bryce Young's back. More checkdowns. Bo Nix for the Broncos. He's running all the time. I don't know if that's beneficial for him from a developmental standpoint, but for fantasy-wise, we like it. And then Sunday Night Football, 49ers at Cowboys. Ricky Pearsall, we mentioned him earlier. He's the only wide receiver right now on the team. Was he shot 3 months ago? Yeah. Is he healthy and ready to go? Yeah, play him. Ezekiel Elliott, listen, Dalvin Cook was mentioned earlier. Should you stash him? Maybe. He's been mentioned maybe coming back, being elevated to the active roster, but that might mean it's Ezekiel Elliott's last chance to get in the end zone and make a name for himself in Dallas. So that's my bet for them. And then Giants at Steelers. Keep the train going with George Pickens and Wandale Robinson for the Giants. That is all of your matchup slate there for who to start and who to sit in each matchup. Now, Quentin, hit it, please. Oh, yeah. It's music to my ears, quite literally. It's the starter sit set to sit text segment, 913-586-7965, to be a part of the show. Text in your start or sit text questions, please. I want to be able to help you out here for the next 10 or so minutes. From the 216, should I play Zay Flowers or Jalen Warren as my flex? Yeah, so we talked about Jalen Warren. We talked about Warren a lot early on in the show. I think he is trending up. Okay, played more last week. Russell Wilson is a part of this offense now. That's going to mean really good things for Jalen Warren. I think you're going floor, Zay Flowers. I think your ceiling pick, honestly, and I know that's crazy to say, I think your ceiling pick's Jalen Warren. For me personally, I think I'm going to go Jalen Warren, and that's a hot take. It's a little bit of a hot take. It's a ceiling take, but I think I'm going to go with Jalen Warren because even though, yeah, technically it's a ceiling take, like I'm hoping for end zone and carries near the 5-yard line and stuff like that, little catches, little screen. He's going to get more usage, I think, too, as this offense progresses and as Russell Wilson kind of figures out what he's doing in Pittsburgh. So I'm going to go Jalen Warren there, 216. 753, should I start Tank Bigsby or David Montgomery? Whew. Lucky you, 753. That's a good little lineup you got going on. I'm starting David Montgomery today. I mentioned him earlier as a guy who's getting in the end zone. He might get in the end zone twice today. So I do like David Montgomery today. Tank Bigsby, though, not a bad play by any means. He is still just dealing more with the Travis Etienne thing. And I know there's Jahmyr Gibbs, obviously, and it's a big two-back system, but we know what the Lions do. Montgomery's going to get the ball, and they're going to be in the red zone a lot today. They're going to destroy the Tennessee Titans. I'd go David Montgomery. 268, Dowdle, Mostert, Coleman, Hubbard. I need one of these for my flex. Okay, Rico Dowdle, Raheem Mostert, Keon Coleman, or Chuba Hubbard. Okay, so Rico Dowdle's out. Okay, we don't need to worry about him. So it's between these three. Okay, it's Chuba Hubbard, it's Raheem Mostert, and it's Keon Coleman. Now, Chuba Hubbard, the thing about Hubbard is you're running out of time, right? Jonathan Brooks might be playing here soon for the Panthers, but we don't need to care about that. Is it a good matchup? It's at Denver. I don't think it is. Okay, so we've knocked off him, and now it's Keon Coleman or Raheem Mostert, and both of these, to me, are good plays. Okay, we talked about the Dolphins being back, right? Tua's back. That means this offense is completely changed. Okay, it doesn't whatever you thought about this team before with Skylar Thompson or Tyler Huntley, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Throw it out the window. This offense is back, and fantasy wise, I think it's back. I'm gonna go Raheem Mostert, but man, I've talked about Keon Coleman 2 weeks in a row here. I was right about him last week. I think that offense has opened up majorly with the addition of Amari Cooper, and I think that screams points and catches for Keon Coleman as well. I don't think you can go wrong with either one of those, but I think the Dolphins get going here. Raheem Mostert would be my pick. 284, Likely or Laporta? So, two really disappointing names. Stinks. I'm sorry for you, 284, because that's like two guys who I would have told you before the season, especially Laporta, right? Home run. Laporta's a home run hit. He has not been this season. But they play the Titans today. I go Laporta. I think at the end of the day, I'm going to go Laporta. I think the offense throws more. I think Goff will go to the one tight end they have more, whereas you're playing this. Is it likely? Is it Andrews? Hell, is it Kohler? Charlie Kohler or whatever his name is. Like, they've got three tight ends they go to. Derrick Henry is a menace, and he's getting all the touches in the second half. I did say to play likely today because I do think this is a day where he could be used. So I know I'm being a little hypocritical here, but if it's between him or Sam Laporta, I just tend to go with that safer option and Sam Laporta. Go Laporta. Go Laporta today. 1-8-5, text in. And you should text in too, by the way. 913-586-7965 is the Jay Southland tow serviced text line number. 913-586-7965. Cade Otten or Hunter Henry? Hunter Henry. Go Hunter Henry today. Hunter Henry is one of the biggest smashes at tight end in fantasy. Okay, like seriously, like tight end one smashes. Like he's that good with Drake May. We mentioned the stats earlier. It's 14 targets, 10 catches, over 100 yards. It's two touchdowns. Hunter Henry has been massive. I'm going Hunter Henry there. But I do like Cade Otten as a play just in general, especially with the loss of Evans and Godwin. But to me, it's Hunter Henry. He's the only player on that team. And Drake May, and then they do throw it around the yard. To me, it's Hunter Henry. The 1-4-1, D-Hop or Christian Kirk, full PPR. Okay, good distinction. And please, do write your distinctions if you've got half PPR, no PPR. Like, I'm assuming you're half if you don't say anything, by the way, which could change my answer. And this is one of those where I'm glad you did say it because it might. D-Hop in a full PPR league does feel like a really nice play, but it's his first week, right? It's his first week, so you're more of a risk here. So I'm going to go Christian Kirk. I think that there's a chance that the Jags score a decent amount of points against Green Bay, and it's like 35-21 or something, and they get three touchdowns. You know, there's a good chance Christian Kirk's one of those. So to me, I'm going to go Kirk for you, 1-4-1. 527, should I play Tank Dell or Keenan Allen? Well, these are two guys I talked about today, 527. I like both these guys today. You guys are giving me some tough ones. Go Tank. It's safer. I'm picking you a safer pick. There's more history. We have more data that Tank Dell is going to do well with CJ Stroud, especially coming off a weird week last week. This is another game that is a repeat matchup. These two teams played in week one. It was an extremely close game. Off the top of my head, I want to say it was 29-28 was the score, and Houston just escaped narrowly from losing to their AFC South rival. I'm going to go Tank Dell, but again, I really like Keenan Allen's progression and his development and where he's kind of going in this offense after a good week 2 weeks ago before the bye. But let's go Tank here. Let's go Tank. All right, where am I at? 807, text in, Stroud or Cousins. So we just talked about CJ, only what, 86 or 87 passing yards last week? I mean, it was just atrocious. Disgusting. What happened last week to you, CJ Stroud? Where are you? I think he's be back this week. Okay, it's not a good Colts defense. It's a bad unit for Indianapolis. I really do. I think it's a below average unit. I think the Texans get back on their high horse today, so I would go Stroud over Cousins. I think there's a good chance Atlanta gets up early against Tampa Bay and it becomes a Bijan and Tyler Algier show. 525, Amari or Olave? Amari. 055, Baker or Cousins? They're playing each other today, too. Go Baker because he's going to have to do more, maybe. That's a tough one. 502, Swift or Williams? DeAndre Swift. For sure DeAndre Swift on that one, 502. Thank you guys so much for listening and being part of the show like you do every week on Fantasy Football Sundays. I really appreciate it. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, MacJMorey25. That's MacJMorey25. I'll help you out wherever you need it. Been fun, guys. Make sure you stay locked in. Got pregame for the Chiefs starting at noon, and then Jay Bielinger coming up next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.